Hey guys, it is Kane here over at Unix TV, and this is going to be my first ever podcast. So if you don't know what's going to be happening here, I'm going to be reviewing Marvel films. So I'm going to start off with MCU, and then I'm going to go into the Sony Marvel films, because I really want to talk about the Sam Raimi Spider-Man trilogy. And I'll also go into the Fox films, which most of those films I will actually be watching for the first time. Because I'm not a big fan of X-Men. Deadpool. Oh, I can't wait. Deadpool. You know what? I'm backtracking. So, for my first podcast, I'm going to be doing Iron Man. Enjoy. For more stuff by me, you can visit my YouTube channel, which is also called Youngster TV. If you want to learn more about Marvel, specifically by me, I do have a... Okay, so the first thing I want to talk about is the plot of the film. And I think it has a really good plot. It does follow the comics quite closely. Well, his, like, origin story does anyway. And I really thought it was interesting how... Now, there are going to be spoilers for the film, obviously. How the terrorists at the start of the film... kept intertwining with the story, and that is a fairly big plot twist towards the end of the film when we find out that Obadiah Stane, who I'll talk about when we get to villains and characters, I love how he added into the mix with the terrorists. I also liked that it blends like the snarky humour and sci-fi, and it also has quite serious parts in it. And I think that works really well, which is why that is one of the main reasons, actually, why it is as high as it is on my ranked list. I think it's barely my top 10, because quite controversially, I actually like Iron Man 3 more. Or about the same, I'm not sure about that yet. But yeah, that basically summarises the plot. Out of a plot rating, I'd probably give it 8 out of 10. It's very solid. There are not many plot holes in this. And I love how earlier on in the story, he gets a new arc reactor in his chest. And then, like, he uses that later on in the film. I'm not going to spoil that because that's quite a big plot point. So, yeah, 8 out of 10 for the plot. Now, let's get to characters. Okay, so now we're going to talk about the plot. Not the plot. We just did that. We're going to talk about the characters and the villain. So, yeah, I'm a bit of a douche sometimes. But his character develops a lot, especially throughout the trilogy and the rest of the films. He's very funny. He's very funny. And that's what makes you like the character so much, even when he's not exactly the nicest person. But he does stick to his morals, and that's, like, a very good role model. He literally goes out in the middle of the night to save people who are being attacked by terrorists in a nearby town. Actually being attacked by his own tech, which is also something good about the character as well. When he finds out that his weaponry is being used by terrorists and stuff, that he decides to stop making it to prevent that, and I think that is a very good trait for the character to have. I think that basically summarizes Tony Stark as a character, really. And Obadiah Stane is the main villain. So in this, we're going to talk about the main characters and the main villain, by the way. This is the first episode, okay. It's not very solid. I'm sorry. I'm thinking about how bad this is going to be. Obadiah Stane, he's a good villain, but I feel like the problem with a lot of MCU villains, it's not as bad as people say it is that they're quite 2D. It's like, oh, he's evil, he wants to take over the company. That's his character development done. It's not that bad in the film. It's just he is a bit of a 2D villain. And his voice right at the end of the film, I don't know why, I just find it way too cartoony, even for a superhero film. But those are my pros and cons for the villains and main character. So, right now I'm going to end it off with an overall review. With my overall review, I would probably give this film a 7 out of 10. It's not the best in the MCU, but it is really good. It's very enjoyable. I watched it 3 times in the past year. I've probably watched it about 5 times altogether because I really do love this film. But there's something about when watching it that isn't boring. It just feels like there's some stuff that doesn't need to be in there. It's like, yeah, I get Rhodey finding out that he's Iron Man, but they don't need to make it like a really long sequence where he gets attacked by a plane and then he has to tell Rhodey because he's about to die. That, I feel like he could have just caught him or something and not made it. That was when he attacked the terrorists about halfway through the film. And that, you see, that scene could have just been attacking the terrorists and then that was it. But no, they decided to go a really long route with like a 5-minute scene added on to it about Rhodey finding out he's Iron Man. Because Tony nearly dies when he's Iron Man hanging on the plane. But my other problem with it is that he's not full on Iron Man until about 1 hour and 10 minutes into the film. So there was only like 50 minutes left of the film. And that's the only problem with a lot of the MCU stories. There's not much story to go on until like 1 hour and 10 minutes in. But those are my only problems. Like I say, 7 out of 10. So thanks for watching. If you want to be in the next episode, then you can. Or anything like that. And you may be featured in my next video. Thanks for watching, guys. I'll see you in the next one. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.